Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from our gospel lesson, which was just read, the last verse of that reading. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. How strange it is to end the report of the resurrection on that note. They were afraid. Why did Mark describe the events of that first Easter in terms of fear? Here it is, Easter, the most joyful feast of the Christian calendar. And Mark talks about fear. Now we can choose to ignore those words and move on to another gospel account, or we can take these words seriously. And if we take them seriously, what do they say to us? Mark announces the resurrection through the experience and testimony of Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome. Mark tells us prior to this that when Jesus was crucified, these women stood close to the cross watching. He also tells us that Mary Magdalene and another Mary, Mary the mother of Joses, saw where he was laid. We can begin to imagine the sorrow of these women following the tragedy that they had witnessed. After the Sabbath had passed, these women arose before sunrise and gathered their burial spices to finish caring for their crucified Lord. On the way to the tomb, they remembered that the stone that had been rolled in front of the tomb was still there. And Mark tells us it was a very large stone, so there was no way that they could have done it themselves. But they continued on their journey despite knowing about that stone. And they arrive, and the stone has been rolled away. Mark doesn't tell us anything about their reaction to that stone being rolled away. Did they have amazement, relief? But Mark does tell us that upon entering the tomb, they encounter the young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a robe. Mark records the women's reaction, and they were alarmed. They were more than just amazed. They were alarmed at this. This young man was an angel, for he knew why they had come. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. And then comes the remarkable words. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they have laid him. He has risen. With those powerful words, the angel reveals why the tomb is empty. The place where he was laid is vacant. And with those simple words, the new reality was announced to these women. It would change their lives and the history of the world. In fact, it's what brought you here this morning. He has risen. Now, those words are monumental. They are as monumental as those words recorded in St. John's gospel, the first chapter, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For if the crucified Jesus really is risen from the dead, then everything he said is true. And all of life changes for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. The remarkable thing about John's account is that the women do not actually see the risen Lord. They do not encounter him. They only have the spoken word of this angel that he had risen, and those words that points to Jesus' promise. There you will see him just as he told you. These words were directed to their fears that centered on their sense of loss of the Lord. He has risen, and you will find him in Galilee. There are times in our lives when fear grips us. There are times when things just aren't in our control anymore. Things aren't going according to plan. And maybe life is flying off the hinges. That's when the words of the angel speak to your faith. Do not be alarmed. And behind that, we hear the words of other angels speaking in the New Testament. Do not be afraid. Remember the angel who spoke to Mary, the angel who spoke to the shepherds. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Yes, we have the word of the angel. That word, that precious word, he has risen. That word opens to you the new life in Christ. For as he has risen from the dead, you too will rise from the grave. Your life in eternity is secure because of those simple words. He has risen. And there is the promise of the Lord. I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Throughout your lives, he who rose from the dead will be with you in his gracious word. That is the word that reminds you each day that you are a child of God, purchased with the precious blood of the Savior. Through the water of holy baptism, you have that assurance and certainty in the face of any doubts or fears that might arise in your lives. On the night when Jesus promised them that he will go before them to Galilee, he also took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." He meets you, not in Galilee, but at the altar, where he comes to you in bread and wine, his body and blood. There he gives you his grace and his mercy, and he strengthens your faith. Isn't this a fearsome thing, to be where God promises to be? And yet faith adds to both love and trust, which in a holy fear that exclaims, This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What an odd way to end the gospel. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Yet, because of the truth of what God had done in raising Jesus from the dead, this amazing fact meets you right where you are, in the midst of fears, doubts, struggles. It leaves you with no other choice than the way of faith. Faith hangs on to the promises of God, even when everything else in life seems to be falling off the hinges. You flee with those women to where Christ promised to meet you. Here he stands, risen from the dead, and proclaims to you the precious word of life. Here he offers you the sacrament. Here your fears are calmed. Here your faith is satisfied. Here you are raised to the true joy of Easter in holy fear. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.